Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Dave Garrett. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I hope you had a great New Year's Eve, great New Year's Day, and now we're into 2019. Welcome. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 125. And again, I welcome you. I'm David Garrett, the author of The Walking Leader. Great to follow. And then hopefully by the end of this year, we, the team, putting the finishing touches on it now. So the end is in sight. So let's see what happens. Okay, so in the meantime, we've got some stuff to take care of. It is the first episode of 2019. So welcome. Again, I welcome. And as I said earlier, I hope you had a great holiday season. But now it's time to get back to work, down to business. Let's make magic in 2019. And so this episode is called The 5 Tips for Preparing Yourself for the New Year, the 2019 edition. And technically, it's the first time I've done this. So I've talked about things like changing and preparing yourself for change over the years. And again, this is a great time to review and look back and kind of compile everything and put everything together as we go into the new year. So I'm going to talk about, 5 things. And a lot of it's just knowing yourself, knowing that things are happening and there's some things you can't change and some things you can change, but knowing that, hey, this is going to be a year of change, just like every year before has been a year of change. You stop, you look back on it, on the previous years in your life, and sure enough, they're loaded with change. Sometimes it happens so gradually, we didn't see it until now we look back. And then there are times that it's like we're right smack in the middle of it. And when is this nonsense going to end? And when am I going to get up above this? When am I going to get my head above water? And it happens. So that being said, here are the 5 tips for preparing yourself for the new year. I know we're 4 days into it. I'm recording this on Friday, January 4th, 2019. But the year is still new. The page on the calendar is still fresh. I don't think you've written anything, maybe a dental appointment here or there, but that's about it. So let's get into it. The first thing I want to talk about is know that a new year has arrived. Yeah, sure, I just talked about it. The calendar's fresh, the paper's still crisp and clean, but it's a new year, it's a new opportunity, it's a new change, it's a new chance, it's something new, something different. It's new in that something is unwritten. It's still unwritten. Sure, there are people that believe that the future's been preset, predestined to them, but then there's those that just believe that, hey, wait a minute, we haven't been told. We haven't done anything to change the future. We haven't done anything this year to foretell what's going to happen. But folks, we have, because we changed the calendar, because we changed the date, because the sun rose and it's a new day. It's a new start. It's new. And all of that falls into the new year. So again, realize that the new year has arrived and it's new opportunities, and the whole world is kind of captivated by that idea that, hey, something new is going to happen. So buy into that, take a hold of that, seize that moment, seize that opportunity, and run with it. And just kind of like at the same thing at the end of the year, we start preparing ourselves for resolutions, New Year's resolutions. We start building those and we start thinking about them, and what's going to be my resolution for this year? What's going to be my resolution? Because you're already grasping it and holding on to the fact that, hey, something new is going to happen. Some change is about to happen. And if my resolution will help me guide myself or guide me through that change, then I'm the better for it. So guess what? Know that a new year has arrived. And on that same note, that same mindset, that same path, know that change is happening and it will continue to happen. Sure, we changed the date on the calendar, but it's going to continue to happen. Everything, and I alluded to this now, or just previously, everything that we do now is going to be affecting our changes in the future. We go back to work after the holiday break, and our attitude either is fresh, recharged, revitalized, and we continue on, or it's still that same old Grinch that we had prior to the break. That's strictly up to you, but guess what that's going to do? That's going to affect what will happen throughout the rest of the year. So again, get into it. And if you've set those resolutions, if you're one of those people that buys into and has resolutions, then by all means, get on it. Jump on it. But do me a favor. Don't tell everyone about it. This is between you and yourself. No one needs to know what your resolutions are. Just tell them, hey, my resolution is to be better than last year. And it's the truth. Typically, most resolutions are. Most resolutions are not based on being worse than you were last year, no, but being better. And that being the case, go for it. realize change is happening. You're going to direct change. You're going to have change happen to you, whether you like it or not. And like I said, you will direct change because, again, what you, the actions you take now are going to affect what happens later on. So be prepared. Know that change is happening and change will continue to happen. And there's nothing you can do about it other than either jump on board, ride along, or in worst case scenario, sit on the curb and watch the parade go by. That's up to you. Number three. Know that not everyone will be with you. Now, what does that mean? Know that not everyone will be with you. There's going to be people that are going to support you unconditionally. Some of them are your best friends, lovers, spouses, family members, your children, your parents. It just depends. But again, the whole world won't be with you because, again, they're too busy doing their own thing. Your next door neighbor might be against you because they're too busy doing their own thing. They could care less about you, and that's okay. But you know what? Neighbors are neighbors. You still look out for them. Doesn't mean that you have to clear everything through them. I mean, no, don't do that. That's the last thing you want. Trust me. That's the last thing you want is to have to clear through a neighbor. Hey, what do you think? Should I do this? Hey, I need to check in with you because you're my nosy neighbor. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, I need to check in with you because you're my nosy coworker. Don't do that. That's your neighbor too. Don't do that. Don't do that. Understand that if they're with you, you don't need to check in with them because they trust you. They believe in you. But if they feel that they need your, that you need to be put checking in with them, then guess what? Maybe they're not with you. Maybe on paper they say they're on with you, but are they really truly with you? Because again, realize that not everyone will be with you. And some of them, unfortunately, those that are with you or say they're with you have their own agenda. So be careful. But realize that as you get older, you'll start picking that up and you'll start saying, oh, wait, maybe they weren't with me the entire time. Maybe they're just trying to keep an eye on me. So that way they know when to pounce. That way they know when to put me down. And it does happen. So don't think, oh, well, Dave's just living in a fantasy world where bad things happen to people. No, good things happen too. There are some great people out there that have just, well, at a drop of a hat, do something because it needs to get done. Because they know you're struggling with something, they're there to help you. And then there are those that are know that you're struggling with something, that know that you're being put down, you know that something's happening bad in your life, and they'll revel in it. They'll boast about it. They'll brag about it to others because that's just how some people are, and that's the cold, hard truth. That's the reality. That is a reality, and the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be. Now, number four, know that not everyone is against you. It's the same side of the same coin is basically what I'm saying. But again, not everyone's going to be with you. But then again, not everyone that is not with you is against you. They're, like I said, about your neighbor. They're too busy doing their own thing. Sometimes they don't even recognize you. They don't even know who you are. People across the street from me might not even know who I am if I pass them by in the street. You know, I'll recognize them, but you know, you're at the grocery store, you pass each other in the aisles, and it's like, hey, wasn't that our neighbor? But they could care less because, again, they're not against you. It's just they don't know you. They don't know anything about you. And they're too busy doing their own thing. They're too busy with their own struggles, with their own changes, their own angst, their own situations, what is happening to them, what's going to be happening to them, what their attitudes are. So realize that not everyone's against you. Number five, I think this is the biggest one, is know that you cannot please everyone. And we would all like to do that. We all would want to be all things to all people. We would like to be perfect for everyone. It's not going to happen. Perfection is just this out of sight, out of mind kind of concept in our brains that we can't actually materialize. We can't actually do it because everyone has their own definition of perfection. Everyone has their own definition of what pleases them. What might please you might not please your neighbor or the people across the street or your boss. Again, understand that you cannot please everyone. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner you get to pick and choose what's good for you. Not what's good for your brother, not what's good for your cousin, not what's good for your mom or your dad, not what's good for you as an adult. That's the only thing you need to worry about. Just be yourself and continue to improve yourself. It's where I'm going with this one. Know that you cannot please everyone, but you most definitely have to please yourself. But as I said earlier, don't go around bragging and boasting to people, oh, I'm doing this for me. It's me time. It's, you know what? It's always me time. You don't have to share that with everybody. It's like, and again, if you're vegan, this is just one of those things I picked up, but it's, how do you know when someone is a vegan? They'll tell you. That running joke. But it's kind of true. It's when they're in their diets, when they're doing their, they're in this program, they're in this or in that, they'll let you know. Even though it's not your business, it's not your concern, it's none of your business what they're doing and what they're doing to improve themselves. You've got to worry about yourself. But just be yourself. Be yourself. Improve yourself. And the next thing they know is when they turn around, they look for you. They see, hey, when did you get that degree? Hey, when did you lose all that weight? Hey, when did you run in a marathon? Hey, when did this happen? How did this happen? And then that's when you know. That's when you know who's with you and who's not with you. I didn't say against you. I said who's not with you. Because those that are with you would be there all the time, supporting you, on your side, the whole nine yards. While you're not telling them what you're doing. While you're not boasting and bragging about who and what you're doing. Yeah, sure, you have to do a little bit. You have to. It's just human nature. We have to sell ourselves, especially when no one else is selling us. You know, then there's those lucky few that do have people that sell others or sell us and sell our passion and sell what we're doing. But then for the most part, like I said, everybody else, they're doing their thing. They have to do their thing. So recognize that even though the new year has arrived, the change is happening. It continues to happen. It picks up where it left off last year. No, it never stopped. And it just continues happening. And while it's happening, while change is happening, note that everyone will not be with you. But those that are with you, you'll know who they are. They'll support you. They'll be behind you 100%. They'll be there in your darkest moment, just like they'll be there when your light is shining. It's the ones that are not there in your darkest moment, but say that they are, is the ones you have to look out for. So again, also know that not everyone is against you, especially those that don't know you. How can they be against you? I'd like to share. I've seen it online. I'm more sure you've seen it online as well. There's it's a little meme, and it talks about people having problems with other people. And the great response is if you don't have my phone number, then there's no problem. So why would you have a problem with me if we're not even close enough to share phone numbers? Something to think about. And moving on, as I said, not everyone's against you because they don't know about you. But then again, also know that you cannot please everyone. Everyone has their own way of thinking, behaving, believing, and being. And know that you cannot please everyone. Just be yourself and continue to improve yourself in 2019. Do what it takes. Do it yourself for yourself. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 125. Listen, I want you to let me know what you think of this episode, what you think about my 5 tips for preparing yourself for the new year, the 2019 edition. Dave at DaveGuerra.com or at Dave Guerra on Twitter. I want to hear from you, definitely. I've been doing this for too long, and when I hear back from people, it's few and far between, but it's time. I really, truly want to know what you think. And let me know. Listen, I want to thank you for making it to this point in the podcast. We're about 14 minutes in, and I'm going to wrap it up. Folks, I want to wish you a wonderful, happy 2019, very healthy and prosperous 2019. It's just getting started, but it's only going to get better, and we can do it. We can do it. Most definitely, we can do it. Other than that, hey, don't forget, I'm also giving away The Walking Leader. So visit the links on the show notes. And if you're not there, if you're listening and downloading this, it's DaveGuerra.com/free-book. Free, F-R-E-E, hyphen, book, B-O-O-K. So DaveGuerra.com/free-book. And it's a digital format of The Walking Leader. And I want to share it with you. There's no obligation. It's free. You just submit your information so I know who to send it to. Other than that, I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening, and have a great, wonderful 2019, and I'll talk to you real soon.